FM.
Wisconsin Sports. Without a filter.
What you talking about, Father Time? What?
Kyle Wallace.
Winning is the only thing that actually does matter.
Ben Brust.
So they can't execute the way they want to play offensively.
This is Kyle and Brust.
Did you call us idiots?
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. With Kyle Wallace, here's Ben Brust.
It is a great day to be alive on this Wednesday. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. I feel like I have like a TV intro.
And an intro video now.
On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, C-Cat just cooked something cool up.
Yeah, I got an introduction video.
Is this based off the Tyler Hero Globe video? I saw a little bit of similarities.
Nope, this is based on getting a C from our fans yesterday. I said I got to step it up. Got to be a better producer.
Okay. Do you want the good or the bad?
Neither.
No. You open to feedback.
No, you just said you wanted to step it up a bit. So, I mean, this was cool.
Where's ESPN Madison? Where's ESPN Beaver Dam on the map?
If we were in their studios, they'd be joined. I'm trying to bring the people where we are.
To your point, I get it. This is on ESPN Milwaukee YouTube. But, I mean, what would really make it hot.
Good to know.
Is that if it was, like, us talking. Like, the actual video was clips of us talking.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but I mean, this is
good. It can get there.
Yeah, no, I think this is a very good, dope start.
On YouTube, it says you guys look legit.
Yeah, no, I know. I think it's a good, like, a really good start. I like it, C-Cat.
Thank you. The concept works, right?
Yeah, the concept is dope. It's super, I love it. You know,
for
Tori
those who
Lowe,
can't see it, What did C-Cat put together?
C-Cat put together basically a video montage that plays on YouTube.
Does it play the sound on YouTube?
Nope, it's muted, so I can play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
A montage video. You know who had a show open? Tori Lowe from the Tori Lowe Show, because Tori Lowe, when he had his show, well, I guess it's not Tori Lowe Show, but when he joins us on Fridays at 5 o'clock, unless Ben Brust tries to hijack him and steal him for himself, 4 o'clock, Tori Lowe had a music video of him with his show open of him rapping at play. So I like this. I like this.
It's tight. It's really cool.
Very nice transitions.
Did you make that?
Yeah. He made it.
Oh.
Thank you.
Is this all because we graded your performance yesterday?
It's a convenient timing. Certainly so.
I don't like the Kyle Wallace hat. Oh, goodness. That came through my mic. Find me a different one with my nameplate on it where I don't have a hat on. Find it with my dress is crispy. And okay. I look handsome.
Bro, we're supporting a partner, Weed Man.
I get it. I like Weed Man. I love Weed Man. The Weed Man's come, but I mean,
you want them to come to your house still?
Put the clip.
You're gonna keep the Weed Man hat on.
Put a different, use that as a different role. Get me looking handsome with a dress is redone and fresh lining.
Now do the opposite. Find something of him where he's just not looking good.
One thing we're missing is, like, you know how you take headshots and it's you and Kyle on the logo?
Yeah.
We need, like, video ones of those. We're, like, walking into the room and crossing your arms.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
They're chiming in now. Damn, C-Cat actually thought he was going to get compliments.
That's why I had to ask him. I said, now, because once he said, y'all gave me a C, so I wanted to step it up. You did step it up, but I can always now, you want to get to an A, I can give you directions to get to an A.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, if you missed it on YouTube, you can go back and watch the intro video into Kyle and Brust. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Kyle and I had an interesting day today. He all mad at me and crying and whining and being sad and sassy.
Ben Brust is the fakest, most fakerish, most fakest man ever on earth. I'm going to tell you this right now. Ben Brust claims that he is a foxhole guy. But let me tell you something about Ben Brust. What I learned is this. If it comes between you and him and there's a grenade inside of there, he's throwing a grenade at you. He ain't throwing it out. He's throwing it at you.
You ever seen an Avengers movie, the first Captain America?
Okay.
They throw a grenade out.
Uh-huh.
And he's very weak and he's trying to prove that he can be in the army or in the military. He jumps on the grenade. It's not a live grenade, but he jumped on all the other strong men.
No, you wouldn't.
Run away. No, I'm that guy. No, I jump on the grenade for Kyle Wallace.
If this was back in the 1700s and the British army came to you and you had a chance and Benedict Arnold said, "Hey, Ben Bruss, the British are offering us all this money to trade on America." Ben Brush would have traded on America.
Okay,
let me tell you.
Crazy.
So we had lunch inside in the cafeteria, and Ben is having a great conversation with a VP of the company, a vice president. Oh,
I think EVP. Actually,
okay,
get it right.
Oh, executive vice president. So that means they're up top at the food chain, and we down low. We one of the little people, and he's having a nice little conversation. It's good. I kind of smile and look at it or whatever, but I'm minding my business.
It looked like you wanted to be a part of the conversation.
No, I was minding my business. I was trying to eat my chips from lunch. I was trying to get my little pepperonis. That's all I was going to do. And all of a sudden,
you're just eating pepperonis by themselves?
Well, it was salami. And so I hear Ben Bruss say to the EVP in the company, he said, "You know, Kyle's scared of you." I said, "Bro, what? Why would you even?"
I like throwing grenades and watching them explode.
Oh my gosh, explode for real. Because if somebody said, "Hold, you know, hey, Kyle's scared of you," what's the follow up question that's going to come after that?
Why?
Why? Why? So she looks like, "Kyle, we cool?" Or they look, "Oh, we're cool. Like, we're great." "Yeah, we are cool." And I'm just like, "Oh, here, Ben ain't going to tell you the whole story." I said, "Now, Ben, why would you say that to her?" I said, "Ben, why would he say, you are a little afraid when you're eating." I said, "Oh, my gosh." So
we're not supposed to eat in the conference rooms.
And
who is eating the most out of the conference rooms?
I used to eat in the conference room because of the fact that I had a very busy day where I had two shows. And when I got done with one show that was noon until 1, I had to go do another show. So sometimes I would eat inside the conference room. And I know that that's frowned upon, but I had to eat. I couldn't starve myself. Now, Ben also eats in the conference room, but Ben didn't want to expose himself.
Once every blue moon.
He aired me out to be, "Oh, he's afraid of you because sometimes he's looking over his shoulder." I said, "I know you a damn lie." I said, "You know what? He eats in the conference room too, and he doesn't have an excuse. And you know what? He eats the nasty smelling food that he eats in that conference room that stinks it up."
Yo, so if you ever true. That is true. Look, I'm not scared to I'm not scared of her like you
Ben,
are. I will be like, "Yeah, I did it."
No. Ben is not a foxhole guy. Ben is a traitor. He is trouble. He is drama, and he is somebody to look out for. He's only out for himself. Why in the world would anybody? With somebody that, "Do you enjoy working with me? You told me I came back from
home." I do, yes. I actually had a great conversation about working with you.
Well, then why would
you
do that? She went as far to say she going to start finding people who get caught in there. This is what Ben has created. Now, in our
accountability.
Office, accountability, my ass. You eat in there. I told her I don't even eat in there. The last time that I had food.
Why are you so triggered?
I'm triggered because I like having a job. And so, the last time I had
so
food,
you think that if you eat in a conference room, you're not going to have a job?
What I'm saying is this, if you know that there's a rule and you are trying to break rules secretly, you don't tell the person that made the rule that you're breaking the rules. So why in the hell would you say to her, "Kyle's scared of you"? Because at that point, you a snitch. You the biggest snitch out here. Ben is a snitch. And you know what they say about snitches.
They get stitches.
That's what they
give you stitches? That's going to be worse for you than eating in a conference room.
If I get an email, or if
that's
y'all get a
lawsuit,
email.
Group of lobsters, one call, that's all.
If y'all come in here and y'all don't see me here, y'all know what happened. And y'all see Ben and you see him with some stitches, you know what happened.
Yeah, you're all talk.
Let me lose my job.
Come here.
Let me lose my job. That's what I'm saying.
Punch.
Why would I punch you? I said, let me lose.
Because you're all talk.
I said, if I lose my job, I'm catch you outside. I'm going to put something in my system because, you know, I need some of that liquid courage to really get mad.
Yeah, and you're going to need brass knuckles because a hit from you wouldn't even hurt.
If it didn't hurt from me, guess what? We jumping your ass. I'm calling my boy, like, "Hey, we got to whoop his ass." He done lost me my job. I got.
Are these the same guys that wanted to meet Homer up and kick his ass for his bad take on the Bucks?
Some of them might be part of that. So you know, I got some people in my crew that like to be a little aggressive. But Ben, you are a snitch. I can't believe the C-Cat. Don't you ever tell him anything because he's a snitch. This man literally tried to expose me to an EVP. Snitch.
They're saying he didn't even dry snitch. He just snitched.
He snitched. Can you believe that, C-Cat?
I can believe that because I've seen, like, you know, this show.
Yeah, right.
And like, I've seen Kyle
like
complain
this is a
about
big surprise.
I've seen Kyle admit, got vulnerable with us and said, you know, I thought I was going to get more wedding gifts. And Ben stirred the pot when someone who allegedly didn't give the gift that Kyle was looking for joined the show.
Who do you say that? We just ran into Tori Lowe.
Now, Tori, every time I see Tori or Ben sees Tori.
So, more context, yes. Kyle is very upset that he didn't get the amount of gifts, a.k.a. money.
They have a year. They have a year to give me a car.
That's according to Greg Scalzo on Sunday Karma.
And I'm taking it.
I don't think that's the way Kyle Ballas is brain.
No. I've extended it out. I told Tori. I said, Tori, you have a year. And so now he got Tori in a tizzy because now every time I see Tori and I'm around Ben, all Tori talk about
is this t-shirt.
And how he's snapping on companies because the t-shirt ain't good. And I told him.
He's like, I can't bring this t-shirt into Kyle and Bruss. I'll get made fun of.
I told him a long time ago, you got to go to Big Frog.
He's going to go to Big Frog.
Yeah, and they're going to hook him up with a good quality, high quality shirt. But Ben Bruss is just, he stirs the pot. But there's one thing to stir the pot with me, Kyle Wallace. I have no power, okay? It's another thing to stir the pot with somebody when I thought it was a VP. He said, no, she's they're an EVP. EVP. That's crazy. That's crazy, Ben.
It got worse when I said EVP?
Yeah. There's levels to that. You're sick. You are in it for yourself.
No, I'm Team Kyle.
No, you're Team Ben.
Yeah, I'm
you're
Team Kyle.
Ben. Bro, you are Team Ben. He literally snitched on me. He, for no reason. I'm Moxie Cat. Can I just, y'all listening? I was minding my business.
Now,
you
looked over with the curious eyes. I'll bring him in the conversation.
No, I looked over because, you know, Ben was.
What do me, Kyle, and this EVP have in common? Oh, yeah, Kyle was breaking her rules.
Ben decided to bring it in. I looked over because all Ben wanted to talk about his baby. That's all he do. He just tried. He was trying to kiss up and tried to use me as a way to kiss up and elevate himself. He tried to use me as a damn stepping stool. Unbelievable.
You're a good stepping stool today.
Me.
By the way,
you're a snitch. I'm never forgiving you for what you did.
By the way, on the Cardinals Talking text line on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, people are now saying this T-shirt from Tori Lowe has been so hyped up that it's probably going to disappoint no matter what it is.
Yeah, I feel so bad.
I put that man in the blender.
I feel so. The thing is like, you know, hey, Tori, take your time. I'm not worried about. I don't ask him.
Oh, you pick and choose who's okay to get you gifts and not gifts.
Hey, I had another person reach out to me and tell me that they had their gift on the way, and I didn't even ask them. So I feel good.
Oh, maybe they heard that you were upset with people.
No, they didn't hear. Trust me, they didn't hear. They don't listen to the show. She does not listen to the show. Actually, your whole table is coming around. Now we're just missing one person from your table that hasn't. Well,
who's that?
Not who you thought. That's why was the second person. But I'm not worried about them either.
All right.
If it's Ben's table, is it like a teammate here?
He's still a teammate here, but he doesn't really do too much. I think he's still a teammate here. I don't know. He's at Ben's table because he's still a teammate here. He know who he is.
Was Homer at your wedding?
No. I should have invited Homer. He would have gave me 100.
Steve chimes in on the Carbis Talk text line. It's time for Kyle to send the reminder email of getting gifts for the wedding.
My last email was what? I said what? No more emails.
Well, you can break your rule to get your gifts.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're not moving this away from the fact that Ben Bruss snitched on me to an executive vice president.
What do I have to do to regain your trust?
No, it never. Now, I wonder the things he's... C-Cat, I don't know what he's saying behind our backs. If this is what he's doing in our faces, I can only imagine what these conversations are like. Because you know what? He was... I'm going to expose him. All he does is kiss up to people around here. You know, when he was gone last week, you know who he was with?
Who?
Another EVP in the company.
Whoa.
That's all you do is kiss up.
Kyle,
she was looking at me funny when she got back.
I happen to know what Ben was doing earlier today.
What was he doing earlier today?
Another.
Oh
boss
yeah, he was
in
Better
the
fact,
office.
I said,
they want to spend time with me, not you guys.
I said to Ben because I saw you having a meeting too. I said, damn, I'm the only one to get a meeting around here.
Yeah, you didn't get a meeting today,
because I'm easy. Okay, I'm easy. They know I'm just good.
Sounds like your inner fears are coming out right now.
No, just pay me. Appreciate me, and I'm good. I'm good. That's all I need. I don't need no extra little love. But yeah, Ben, all he do is kiss ass around here. He done Ben has kissed ass to three VPs in the last 5 days.
Since I came out the womb, I've been best at it.
That's crazy. That's crazy. He kissed so much behind, his damn teacher from elementary school, son is an intern here now.
He earned that.
That's crazy.
He earned that.
That is crazy.
He's just a kid.
That's crazy.
I'm the bad guy. You're taking out kids.
Ben said, hey, I know somebody. This teacher cheated for me and helped me back in the day so I could pass school. Yeah, I couldn't read very well. So, you know, throw me a bone. Go ahead, hire the kid. That's all Ben do is kiss.
You good?
Nah, man. I don't know how we're going to recover from this.
Kyle and Brust. It's the name of the show. We're going to have to. We're going to have to build out of this together.
Maybe we need to go to HR for a team building partnership.
No, maybe let's like go out together, you know, and talk it through.
You paying.
Okay.
All right, well, hell. Let's do it.
Look at that. We're back.
Feed me, give me money. Appreciate me. I'm easy.
I thought my $300 wedding gift was going to get me more rope than for you to destroy me like that.
Your $300 wedding gift does not make up for me losing my salary.
You're not.
Okay.
That
doesn't equate. You could, if that was the case, if you were going to try to just dangle it in front of me with executive vice presidents, oh my gosh. When they asked you, when you was on your trip, did they ask you how the show's going?
That is zero of our conversation.
No.
Zero.
Did they say, how's the show going? I hope Ben didn't say, well. If you said, well, it would explain everything.
Ben probably liquored up the EVP and sweet talked him to sleep.
You know he did. Because he's like one of those guys that you get annoyed with, but he smiles and cheeses and you just laugh at it. He's just one of those lovable guys
Man,
that you just can't
you
stand.
You are taking me. I have never taken you out like this.
The hell you have. Multiple times. It's just crazy.
What do you say? Sometimes your op is just right in front of you. You just don't even know.
I told her that. I said, dang, he my op. That's crazy. And the crazy part about it is Ben admitted himself after I exposed him that, yeah, he eats in there. Oh, she just laughed it off by saying, oh, well, you know, just have to institute a fine to me. She didn't direct it towards him, but it's to me.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, a unit stronger than ever. See Cats running the show. Got to talk about your Milwaukee Brewers and their slugging next. Milwaukee Brewers struggled yesterday. It was only three singles. But they're up 3-1 currently. And it is Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle and Brust have never been more united than they are right now. Wow. Sometimes you got to hit the bottom before you can get to the top. That's where we're at in terms of morale and chemistry.
And it's hot in here, too, so you don't know
what's
going on.
Yeah, now he's getting ornery. Mm-hmm. Got the sweater on. Now, C-Cat, you sent a lot of interesting factoids about the Milwaukee Brewers, and I think it's always fun. To compare everything, because it seemingly is the Dodgers and comparing yourselves to the Dodgers. Not necessarily from a regular season standpoint, but just always keeping an eye on where they're at, what you're doing, and keeping last year in the back of the mind from the playoffs and the NLCS. The Brewers' relief pitching is sixth in the MLB, ahead of the Dodgers by 21 points. The Brewers' starting pitching ERA is the best in the major leagues, four points over the Dodgers. The Brewers' OPS is ninth in baseball, in which the Dodgers are number one, about 38 points behind from an OPS standpoint. Now, this is where a lot of the conversation continues to go. The bad news about the Brewers' offense is they are in the bottom third in slugging percentage, 27th in isolated power, and we were hoping that Las Vegas Stadium, when they played out in, not Sacramento where the A's play, but Las Vegas Stadium, another small ballpark where, I mean, it was crazy. They were hitting home runs. And I think they went to Coors. We're like, this could help. They are still dead last in home runs.
They regressed.
Yes, they did. So when we talk about these things, we also try and figure out what does that mean long term. A, there's a deadline. You can have the conversation amongst yourselves if you'd like about if it's a one bat, is it two bats, is it who they have enough, et cetera, with the way they play, small ball. Their OPS is still good. They manufacture runs. It's still good. But if you want to accomplish the ultimate goal, can this team do that if they are 27th in slugging, or bottom third in slugging, 27th in isolated power, and dead last in home runs. Kyle, what say you?
Yeah, so basically when you look at historical context, the Brewers being in where they are when it comes to slugging and the amount of home runs, statistically and historically speaking, it ain't going to get done. It's not going to get done. Now, has a team—
How do you know that?
Well, based off looking at the New York Times, The Athletic, they wrote an article talking about, you know, teams who don't have hit for raw power and don't have a high slugging percentages, where they end up. And 90% of the teams that make it to a World Series end up being in the upper half of slugging by the All-Star break. And when you look at the Brewers right now, we're already past the All-Star break, and are they in the upper half of slugging?
Are there outliers?
There are a couple outliers, about 10% of World Series participants. There is a chance. The most recent team to be in the bottom 10 to end the season in slugging percentage with the Philadelphia Phillies in 2022, who lost in the World Series. Before that, it was 2014, where you basically had a matchup between the Giants and the Royals, who were both in bottom 10. One of them had to win, but it's something that doesn't happen very often, right? And so can the Brewers make it to a World Series? Absolutely.
And but it's, what is interesting to also note is the game, even from 2014, has changed. It's become very home run dependent.
And in 2022, I don't know how many home runs Schwarber hit in 2022, but he was on that Phillies roster in 2022. And so I'm sure he hit a lot, at least 38 to 40, something the Brewers
haven't seen in a while.
In a couple years. So with this, can the Brewers make it there? Yeah, but this has been my biggest pet peeve and the biggest issue that I have when everybody's talking about what should they get, what should they get, what should they get, and I'll keep telling everybody, is that the Brewers need to get more hitting. You need to have somebody who can change the game with the swing of the bat. The Brewers just completely lack that right now in a reliable person. And so that's why when you look at the historical context and you look at the significance of the fact that the Brewers aren't great at, when it comes to slugging percentage, that's going to hamper their ability. When you got one team over the last decade to make it to a World Series to be in a position that you are when it comes to slugging, that's not good. That's not good at all. And you know what? I can probably look at what the Phillies, the 2022 Phillies.
I would even say it's not even about the Phillies in 2022. It would now be how many teams that the Brewers are potentially going to face, where do they fit in that category? And I imagine the Phillies, the Braves, and obviously we know the Dodgers are the three main players in the National League, despite the Brewers being second in the NL in record. They're going to be the opponents that you're going to have to get through to get to where you want to go.
And then I'm thinking about how much was invested in that Phillies team. That Phillies team invested over $200 million in their roster. The Phillies invested more in their roster in 2022 than what the Brewers have in 2026. So I'm just saying they had some guys that have been there, done that, big-time guys on that roster, where the Brewers right now have really good players on the roster, but nobody's been to a championship who's playing a significant role. So I do believe the Brewers have a shot, but my hesitance with this entire season is that the Brewers are missing pitching. The Brewers are missing hitting. They're not as a complete team that's built and ready for the playoffs as you want to make them out to be, Ben.
Me specifically.
Yeah, you specifically.
Just me specifically.
I mean, there might be other people.
There are plenty of people who believe that despite where things may stand, that they can still do something in the deadline. And again, I'm not going to sit here and say that if they don't make a move, that if they don't make a move of significance, it definitely hampers my excitement, because I do believe that if Matt Arnold makes a move for a bat, a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher,
a lot of moves.
No, not all three. I mean, but if you got to choose, you probably got to choose one. But what he decides to do is ultimately going to tell me what my expectations should be.
So you don't believe in the team right now? That's what you're saying.
Win a World Series? Yeah, no, of course not.
So I think the question that you've been wanting to ask everybody is, the way the Brewers are constructed right now, do you believe they can win a World Series? Right now. And when I say right now, that's 228.
I don't think we have to ask that question before the deadline. Because I think people know.
But we don't know if there's going to be any moves made. We don't.
I agree. That's why you can ask the question after the deadline.
Okay.
Because things have changed when Woody goes out. And Miz has arm fatigue, and Kyle Harrison goes on IL, and you know Quinn Priest. Like, there's been a compounding effect to what you need to be successful in the postseason. Not to win games in the regular season, because we know that the style of baseball that they play translates series after series after series in the regular season. Can the style of play that they play translate in the playoffs? And as constructed, with injuries and how things have been going, it's hard for me to obviously say yes.
You know, like, what we have to do a deep dive into? We got to look at when the Brewers have faced elite pitchers this year in baseball, what have they been? Because yesterday he went against a kid who's pitching really well and the Brewers struggled, right? And so again, They've gotten after guys before, 100%, but we need to look at the chart of when the Brewers play against elite starting pitcher, how many hits do they get in the game? Like, what is the average hits? What is the average runs? Like, what is, well, you know, we got to figure out.
You're panicking.
No, I'm not panicking, but we got to look at the details and the analytics and the numbers to see exactly how the Brewers fare against really, really elite pitching, because that is what you're going to see in the playoffs.
Jason in Sheboygan, you're on the Carbless Talking text line with Kyle and Bruss. What do you got on those Milwaukee Brewers?
What up, Jason?
Hey, buddy. What I have is, you know, everybody I talk to, everybody, it's going to be the Dodgers or the Brewers. Dodgers or Brewers. How are we going to beat the Dodgers? I want you guys to record this, keep this date. I think what's going to happen.
Hang on. 7:22:26 at 2:30 p.m. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, I just have this bad hunch. It's not going to happen. Somebody, the Braves or Atlanta, is going to beat the Brewers before they have a chance to face the Dodgers.
On a hunch?
Did you say the Braves or Atlanta?
That's what I feel.
So you think it's the Braves? Because you said Braves or Atlanta.
I'm guessing you meant Phillies or Braves.
No, Braves or Phillies. Braves or Phillies, sorry.
I set it all up at 2:30 on 7:22, and we missed it, Jason.
So you believe somebody from the NL East is going to knock off the Brewers?
I just truly do. I just think they're going to overlook somebody facing to the Dodgers, and it's not going to happen.
Pat Murphy ain't letting nobody overlook anybody, Jason. We appreciate the call.
That's crazy.
On a hunch, he said. On a hunch.
It's not a hunch. He's looking at history.
He didn't say that. He said on a hunch.
Maybe
you're saying based off history, but he said on a hunch.
I mean, I don't want to make it seem like the Brewers can't do it because they can. And I think one thing that Jason mentioned is talking about
I don't want to make it seem like the Brewers can't do it, but yet I'll read that 90% of teams situation don't go to the World Series.
Uphill battle. The uphill battle. And the Brewers do a lot of things that you need to do. You need to have great base running. You need to have a great bullpen. The Brewers have that. You need to have great defense. The Brewers have that. So the Brewers have all the things you need in order to overcome not being able to hit for power. But at the end of the day, we just need the Brewers to make sure the bats are timely in October. That is the key thing that we have not seen in that Dodger series. The Dodger series was, I don't think y'all understand how terrible the Brewers were in the Dodger series. The offense went ghost. It became Casper.
Well, I think it's pretty easy to remember when you get swept in four.
Yeah, but it's one thing to get swept and losing 5-4, 4-6. But when you're only scoring one run, that's not good. That's not good enough. And yes, the Brewers are better this year, but my biggest issue is that are you good enough where you close the gap significantly where you're not going to get swept and you're not going to struggle to generate runs?
I think, based off some injuries that have happened, it's harder and harder to make the close the gap argument, which makes me intrigued to see how the next couple weeks go as you get towards August 3rd. Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. 800-990-3776. As constructed, can these Milwaukee Brewers do something special if they don't make any significant moves? We'll continue to obviously talk about the Milwaukee Brewers, but Kyle's upset with Goody. Next.
Oh, there's no better way to enjoy a Brewers game than at the parking lot patio that is brought to you by and presented by American Family Insurance. If you haven't heard of it, it's a great way to hang out pregame before a Milwaukee Brewers game. You can find it at the third base gate entrance at American Family Field. Parking lot patio allows for you to play yard games, grab free giveaways, have fun, DJs, music, all the fun things you can do as you get ready for a Brewers game, and it is for all ages. Yes, for everybody. So make sure you go to the parking lot patio outside the third base gate entrance outside of American Family Field. Stop by before your next Brewers home game. Parking lot patio is presented by American Family Insurance. Visit them today.
Ben Brust and Kyle Wallace with you. This is a lot of methodology in this ESPN article. Like, a lot.
Soup to nuts.
Whoa, what?
I have no...
Never heard that saying?
I have, but I don't...
I provided you all the criteria that ESPN is judging the talent in the Packers.
I don't got time to read all this for the audience. Essentially,
Soup to nuts. Wait a minute. I want to know the saying. What is? What? How do you make soup into nuts?
It's a humid day. I don't know. It's just a figure of speech.
I don't like that one.
Okay. You got to listen like that one. Packers don't have young talent is essentially what we're getting at here. Based off an ESPN article, they rank 30th in the NFL. Methodology is really long to read. Soup to nuts, Kyle. What do you make of the Packers being ranked 30th in young talent?
Yeah, what is crazy about this is Goody said that he believes that this is a young man's game. That's what he believes football is. And we know the Green Bay Packers multiple years have had the youngest team in the NFL. Like, that is what we talked about always, like when they made it to the playoffs, the youngest team to make the playoffs since this year, so many years ago. And so what I find to be interesting is that in this article, they talked about who are the blue chip guys under the age of 25 that are like future budding stars in the NFL that you got to have. And out of 32 teams in the NFL.
I like your soup to nuts explanation a lot better than what I was going to maybe have to read.
Well, out of 32 teams in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers for stars or good players under the age of 25, they're ranked out of 32 teams, number 30. There's only two teams in the NFL, when you look at this roster, that they say have a, you know, better young talent, or worse young talent than what you have. That is abysmal. That's terrible. And for a team that really prides themselves on drafting and developing, Goody has to take a look in the mirror and has to say, why aren't any of my studs on this list? And I can tell you why none of your studs are on this list. Because you have done such a poor job at drafting in the first round, where you're talking about the guys who have the highest ceiling and the highest potential, they haven't turned out for you. You got Jordan Morgan, who finally has a chance to start because you're making him start. You got Lucas Van Ness that you gave a fifth-year option, and everybody's still wondering, what is he going to do? So when you look at the Packers and the guys that are under 25 that should be the stars, that should be
not
on this
what
list.
What is he going to do? Is he going to do something?
Exactly. So again, that falls on Goody, and it's indicative of his lack of being able to draft, and I think that is one of the things that have kept the Green Bay Packers from being able to get over the hump. Now, has he drafted better in these last couple years? Yes. But yes, here in Green Bay, in Wisconsin, we may think, oh, yeah, Edrin Cooper, he's a dog. I think he's really good. Javon Buller, yeah, he's really good. Evan Williams, he's a stud. But I don't think that folks around the NFL look at these guys and say, these are future All-Pros. That is the problem. You need to be drafting All-Pros, and the Packers, unfortunately, have not drafted enough.
Yeah, I think the only thing I would say is you defend Matt LaFleur, and you definitely get at Goody. More than you defend Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I mean, I like them both.
But that's the thing, is you feel like you have to like them both because you are a Packer backer.
No, I think they do. They both do a good enough job. But when I look at, and if I'm the coach of the Packers, I'm Matt LaFleur, and
my question is,
list.
What's a good enough job? Because a good enough job the last 3 years, is that good enough for you?
The Packers, since Matt LaFleur.
What's your standard?
Since Matt LaFleur has been the coach and Goody has been the general manager, the Packers are consistently having an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl. When I say that, they're in the playoffs every single year except for one.
They are 1-3 their last four playoff games.
Every year except. No.
Love LaFleur.
Excuse me.
You can take out a future Hall of Famer out of the conversation and utilize what is in front of us.
He's never missed the playoffs without a future Hall of Famer
but,
as a quarterback.
But
so what
again,
are we talking
what is
about?
Your standard?
My standard, right? Well,
good enough. We're seven seed, 1-3 in the playoffs. Good enough.
No, they're not.
Good enough job.
They're not meeting the overall standard of what we have here in Packerland. But when you look at our overall NFL. Teams and organizations wish they were the Packers consistently going to the playoffs. So that is the problem that I have, is that the Packers eventually got to break through. And it's been over 15 years since the Packers broke through. And I think a lot of that is on the shoulders of Goody of not doing a good enough job of drafting and evaluating talent in order to put the Packers in a position to win a Super Bowl. A lot of these guys that are most talented guys on this team, some of them, you talk about Xavier McKinney, the All-Pro, yeah, you signed him. Josh Jacobs, your running back, you signed him. Micah Parsons, your great rush end, you signed him. So some of the best players that you have on your team that are the all-pro type guys, you had to sign them. You didn't draft them and develop them.
Well, and I see Adam's point here on the Carbless Talk and Text line about being ranked 30th might have to do with how good the Packers have been over the last decade plus, get, you know, to the bottom of the draft. But again, I think what Kyle focused on, which is the important part here, is the amount of times we've referenced the first-round draft picks. And it's not like when they had a pick at 13, we're not screaming about the 13th overall pick. Where was Micah Parsons selected?
Micah Parsons 12th? Was 12th overall, same place that the Rashawn Gary.
The overall
point
is you can there's seven rounds for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find, and the Packers have been successful in finding guys in other rounds.
They have,
but your best chance to hit on all pros statistically are going to come in the first round.
They sure
and
are.
That's where Kyle's argument is hard to argue against when it comes to why there isn't all pros, whereas your best chance to find all pros. Not that you can't find them anywhere else, but as your best chance, and it consistently has been a conversation of, is X, Y, or Z finally going to take the quote-unquote next step,
and the Packers
arrive, have this or that. However you want to talk about growth, the growth seems to be continuing to be, all right, it's a question mark rather than a, oh, we know.
The Packers have good young players, like guys in their 20s. They do have some good ones. But again, how many of these guys are under 25 that's been drafted in the last three seasons that are true difference makers? That's, they would say, blue chip type guys. They just don't have enough. They do not. And I get it. The Packers aren't drafted in the top 10, but as Ben just alluded to, you had two guys on your defensive line all of two seasons ago. Last year, Rashawn Gary and Lucas Van Ness, both top 15 picks, not playing like it. In the one top 15, other top 15 pick you had on your defensive line, Michael Parsons, you didn't draft him. You didn't.
Still get credit for acquiring.
No, you absolutely do. You absolutely do. But
it just speaks to the drafting portion of this and the youth portion of this article.
The Packers just need to be better. There's guys on this list like JSN. He's on the list. Gray Zabel. He's on this list. The Packers had shots at all these guys. Nick Emenwori. The Packers had a chance to get him. Hell, I think Byron Murphy, the Packers had a chance to get him. I think he fall to the second round? Was he in the first round in the 20s? He was 16 pick. The Packers might not have been able to get him. But overall,
you're getting excited.
Well, I'm just saying, I just gave you three guys where the Packers had a shot to get, but they didn't go get them. And so I'm just saying that we can talk about, well, where they're drafting at. Well, when they did draft in the top 15, they missed. They did. And you can't. You just can't. Especially when you're a team that doesn't have those opportunities too often.
Has there been another team you can list that consistently drafts all pros? I think it's a fair question from Matt based off your complaints.
No team
is perfect.
No team is perfect. I would say in the cycle of the last 15 years.
But even
years,
if you just look at Seattle.
Yeah, and Seattle's the one that I was really going to go to because of the connection with the president of football operations that they have out there. Seattle's one that over the last 15 years, they've been to more Super Bowls and they've won more Super Bowls and they've been able to rebuild themselves back up. The LA Rams, that's another team that's been able to draft guys. Aaron Donald was a guy that they drafted, right? You talk about Jarrett Verse, who they just traded, who's probably on his way to being all pro.
Even when they barely had draft picks.
Yeah, exactly. Even when they barely had first round draft picks, Puka Nacua, granted, like, yeah, he was a diamond in the rough, but that's still a guy they drafted. And then before that, they had Cooper Kupp, who they drafted again. That was another guy that they found. They were able to find some of these guys. Kyren Williams, he's not an all pro, but he's a really good, really, really good running back that they were able to find and draft. So that's a team that, even though they don't have the best pick in the draft, they've been able to still find success. 49ers, another one.
I wasn't lying yesterday when I said it was going to be one of those type nights where it was like, it's Tuesday. We're having frozen pizza at our house. And you can elevate your night with something truly special from Connie's. All new Connie's wood-fired pizza, inspired by bold flavors and artisan techniques. Crafted with premium, all natural ingredients, topped generously with some awesome toppings and serious flavor, you get that crispy, flavorful crust that you'd expect from authentic wood-fired pizzas. The fact that I've had one of these Connie's wood-fired pizzas from a local grocer, and you're like, how the hell do you continue to make pizza that shouldn't be possible to make frozen and be as good as what they do?
I told you that wood fire pizza blew my mind.
$6.99 at Metcalf's, exceptional quality at an outstanding value through July 23rd. So you got today and tomorrow to get to Metcalf's for the wood-fired Connie's pizza. I will not be here tomorrow, and C-Cat won't be as well. So we want to make sure that the K&B fam gets the true version
whatever.
Of
this
o-
is Ben
over
Bruss
under.
Doing Ben Bruss does
there you go.
Best.
We
had making his life
had a
easy, convenient.
We had a conversation. Oh, you were on my side,
no,
and now you're crying
no.
wolf.
Oh, let's do something we'll do on Thursdays. On
caller
Wednesday,
six and caller nine, over-under special edition on this
over
Wednesday.
Under.
Get excited, Kyle. 800-990-3776. Caller six and caller nine. Caller six, you're going to get a category from C-Cat. You choose to believe in us or not to believe in us. Over or under, based off the line that C-Cat sets, somebody's walking away a winner. Whether you believe in us or not is up to you if you're caller six. 800-990-3776. Caller 6, you get the choice. Caller 9, you're stuck on the other side. Over under on Kyle and Brust. 800-990-3776. Next. A fun update for you. I believe the replay review from the Brewers will be overturned, which would make it bases loaded, no outs for the hottest hitter on the team right now coming up, which would be, this is an easy money question.
The hottest hitter on the team right now, Joey O?
Second, he'd be second hottest. The first, hottest hitter on the team.
Who's the hottest
hitter? He's playing hitter? Like a first round pick.
Oh, you're talking about Cooper Pratt?
Bro, you're killing me.
But who's the hottest hitter?
The hottest hitter on the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hottest hitter right now?
Yes!
I thought Joey O was hot. Now you put me on the spot here.
It should be the over-under.
It should be over-under. Who's the hottest hitter?
Bro.
Who's the hottest hitter?
Garrett Mitchell.
Oh, Garrett Mitchell. Oh, he's been killing it.
Yeah.
He's been killing it. Oh, yeah. That was my pick to be the surprise guy of the year.
Yeah.
Okay, Garrett.
Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin.
He's been on a tear.
Tear.
I said first round pick.
Like, you know.
I went with the first round pick.
Did you know, I think he's sandwiched in between two, I think PCA and somebody else.
The home run derby champion.
Jordan Walker.
Yes.
For what?
Garrett Mitchell was picked in between PCA and Jordan Walker.
Oh, was he?
Two really, I mean, PCA's been playing awesome, unfortunately. Jordan Walker's been great for the Cardinals, but it's good to see that our guy is
finally healthy and slapping
lasers in the gaps. Like, his short, compact swing, he's been playing awesome. So anyways, I was right. It was overturned. It's time now on Kyle and Brust to play over-under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for over-under.
You're eventually going to take this over from me. The way this works on over-under is C-Cat's got a category and an over-under line that he's made.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks, celebrating 5 years since they celebrated an NBA Finals championship. The parade was July 22nd, 2021. So, in celebration of that, I wanted to see how well Ben and Kyle can recall the contributors of that Finals victory. I have in front of me every Buck who scored a point in the 2021 NBA Finals. There's 10 names here, and the over-under was set at 8.5. So you've got 3 minutes. You have room for one mistake. If you make two mistakes, sorry, the under's going to hit. First caller that we got that was selected, not the first caller we got, but our first contestant chose the over Chuck and Sheboygan. He has confidence in Ben and in Kyle, and Cody and Colgate is saddled with the under on the flip side, so he's rooting on your demise. Can Kyle and Ben put their differences to the side that started the show and work together as one to hit the over for Chuck and Sheboygan?
When does the time start?
It starts...
I will be the final answer guy.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Giannis final.
Yep.
Drew final.
Mm-hmm.
Chris final. Brooke final. PJ Tucker final. Pat Connaughton final. Bobby final.
You've got 7 of the 10 with no mistakes so far.
Jeff T.
Teague's a good quarterback. Did Grayson Allen get in that game?
No, he was on the team.
Grayson Allen got traded before that?
He wasn't on that team.
He wasn't on that team.
I think Teague.
Jeff Teague, he might have contributed in a score. Maybe hit a three or something like that.
Jeff Teague, final.
What do we trade Grayson Allen for?
Grayson Allen was the next year.
Oh.
He went on the team.
He went on a championship team.
So you've got 3 guesses here to get these final 2 names. Haven't been telling you the amount of points, but the only one that you should know right now is that Jeff Teague had 9 points in the 2021 NBA Finals.
I'm trying to think who might have got in garbage time.
But when would there have been garbage time?
I mean, the Bucks won. I mean, it was they won by a...
Just start naming the rest of the roster.
Well, there's like, I'm trying to remember who was on
like
that roster.
Mamadé Diakite,
TA. That was literally the name that I had.
Bro,
I had
those eight were like the really the core. Only eight.
I'm trying to think of another guard they had on the team. Because behind Drew, the guards were,
Now I'm just thinking about the buses. Who's on the buses?
Yeah, and T.A. didn't score
in the
game.
He had COVID, too.
They all got COVID after, I thought. Or were they COVID for that?
I don't think he was at the game. He wasn't at game six.
I'm trying to... Bro, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm trying to think of who else is on this roster. And Diakite is the only one that I can think of.
He didn't play.
Yeah.
1 minute!
Who are the bigs? Bobby, Brooke,
This sucks.
Jeff Teague was a good pull.
I knew I had those eight written down right away, and I was hoping that you, Bucks fan that wouldn't trade this championship for the last 50 years for a Brewers championship, would have somebody.
Well, I'm trying to remember. We had all the same names except for you had Jeff Teague.
30 seconds.
I don't have.
It's not those other two, and we can't guess those other two because it's not those other two unless we just have to guess those other two.
We have to maybe guess one.
No, they didn't play.
Well, then I'm trying to think who the hell would have played, though. Who would have got in?
Oh, no. Laptop died.
Who would have got in?
10.
Ben, I don't.
Nine.
You didn't say Diakite.
Eight.
I mean, just.
7. 6.
Mamadé and Thanasis. Final
4.
That's wrong.
3. 2. 1.
I'm about to look at this roster.
I'm mad at you.
I don't know why you're mad at me. I mean,
you're the Bucks guy.
You guys were close, man. You almost got it. The under does hit. Congratulations, Cody
I'm
and
so
Colby.
I'm so sorry, Chuck.
You can stay on hold. I'll grab your information during the break.
Hold on. Let me look at this roster.
No, don't look.
I just want to look at the roster.
I know. I want to know which two we didn't get. Oh, you're saying look at the roster and guess?
Oh. Bryn Forbes wasn't on this roster.
Bryn Forbes.
Forbes.
No, I should have said Bryn.
You thought of him?
Hell yeah.
Why did you say it?
I didn't bring out bench, I feel like, for defensive issues.
It doesn't matter. He still was like a guy who could come in and hit threes. Oh,
I feel terrible.
Did he have 3 points?
My laptop died, so I don't know who had 9, who had 3. But someone between Bryn Forbes had 9. Jordan Wara. He had 3 points or 9. My laptop died. I'm sorry.
Damn, I'm sorry. I should have said Bryn's name. I thought I said Bryn might not have been on his roster because they traded Bryn. Or he left or whatever it was.
You had Grayson Allen early, and then you really threw me off. Not on the roster. Oh, that sucks.
Bryn Forbes was the name that came to my mind.
It's a good one.
That would have been one.
There's nothing worse than losing over-under.
Damn, Jordan Ward had 9 points?
I think he had 3. Forbes had 9.
Yeah. When I heard Wara's name, I bet Bryn had 3.
I'm shocked Bryn had 9.
Oh, because he played in other series. Obviously,
yeah,
your bench shrinks.
Well, yeah.
And he's a defensive liability.
He was a huge defensive liability.
Oh!
I think he's out the league now.
That was bad. And you had his name when we talked about Mamadé Diakite and
well,
T.A.?
Well, you know what happened is after Grayson Allen not being on the roster, I was like,
but you should have just shouted names. Kept shouting them.
Yeah. Forbes wasn't the last one. I didn't remember Wara.
Another great number from your boy.
Shut up, C-Cat.
Always finishes right there.
Hey, real teachers out there, IKEA believes that you deserve more than just an apple. You deserve a standing ovation and 15% off during IKEA's Teacher Appreciation Days, which is July 24th coming up to August 3rd. We're saying thank you to the amazing teachers and educators who inspire us every day. Visit your local IKEA to stock up on smart classroom solutions, organize your workspace, or finally create that cozy home retreat you deserve. Then when you show your IKEA family membership and a valid teacher ID at checkout, you're going to save 15% off your total purchase. IKEA Teacher Appreciation Days, July 24th to August 3rd, IKEA.us, IKEA app, and IKEA Oak Creek. That was a bad L. Back in 2 minutes.